Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just get myself together here. And
praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I hope everyone
praise
had a good
Lord.
Day. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Tonight we have have our guests on. We are so happy to have them. We have Minister Robert, who is going to pray for us, thank God for Jesus. And right after that, we have Minister Candace, Pastor Candace, who's going to bring us a message. Amen. So,
amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Praise
so we're
the Lord.
In the hands of Minister Robert right now to give us a prayer.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just want to go before the Lord today in prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, God, our Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Father. We just want to honor and praise your great and righteous name.
Yes,
Lord, we're just so thankful today just to be here in your midst.
Yes,
the scripture said, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, he'll be there. And Father, we know you are here today. And we just want to honor and praise you and worship your great name. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord, we stand before you with our arms stretched wide. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thanking and praising you for another day that you have kept us, Jesus.
Yes.
Another
you,
opportunity to open up our mouth and say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
we bless you on today, Father. We honor and praise and magnify your name because you are our Father. You are our Father. Lord of lords, King of kings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There will be none before you, none after you, and none that can walk beside you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You.
Powerful God that you are. And Lord, we're just thanking you today for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Just to speak on your word. Hallelujah. Lord, we just ask you to cover the minister on tonight, if you will, Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Guide her tongue as she speaks. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let the word that flow from her mouth, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, resonate with all your children. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We just give it hallelujah to honor and praise and ask you to let your kids be fed on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You,
let your word, hallelujah, flow like milk and honey out to your children.
Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. Lord,
thank
we thank
God.
You for your daily mercy and your daily grace that you spread upon us. We thank you, Lord. We just ask you to just go before us tonight. Just be a guide, if you will, Lord. Continue to speak with us. Continue to speak through us. Hallelujah. That your word might be spread in all your children. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we'll turn to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And accept your word. We love you on today, Father. We honor and we praise you and we magnify your great name. These and many other blessings we're grateful for. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
In the mighty name.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord today. Bless the Lord today.
Amen.
God is so good. He's such a good God. Oh,
yes, he is.
He's such a great God.
Hallelujah.
Such a powerful prayer. We just thank God for that tonight. You know, as we come and bring, he's such an honorable God. He is such a great Father. You know,
hallelujah.
It's an honor and a privilege to just bring his word, who he is, his living word. He is a living God, and he speaks to us through his word. His word is a living word. It speaks every day. That's why I tell people, I said, you just got to read it every day because God talks every day. He's talking every day. Learn how to talk to him. Read his word and see what he's saying. Today you may read the scripture, and it may say one thing, and tomorrow you read it again, he's saying something else. But it all refers back to that word. You know, we have to realize we are serving a living God. And I thank God for the opportunity just to be here this evening, you know, to support, to help someone along their way, to give somebody a word from God. You know, I know it's nothing like refreshing, like a cold glass of refreshing water. You know, the word of God is water in a dry and thirsty land. And we thank God for the opportunity. You know, I just overflow with the word. God has put so much in me. You know, reading his word, it just fills you up and it just overflows. And I just love to present the word of God because sometimes people just afraid to even come to God. They don't want the God. And tonight's subject, you know, that's the subject about serving God, the real God. Coming into the kingdom. I've been teaching about coming into the kingdom. No, realizing what an honor and a privilege it is for this opportunity. You know, I tell people, I said, this here, you present this gospel as an opportunity. You have an opportunity to live, to live forever. No pressure, just an opportunity.
Amen.
Do you want to live? Do you want to live? Do you want to come alive?
Hallelujah.
See, we're not living. If you don't have God's word in you, you are not alive. Do you want to come alive and live? Really live. Become whole. See, when we tell you about this salvation, it's an opportunity to become whole. We're all parts. The only way you become whole is in Christ Jesus. In Christ.
Amen.
Do you want to become whole tonight? So
Hallelujah.
I hope that we read the word, you know, I know it's going to feel someone, because it's always, God's word is always fulfilling. It just fills you up, and it just like a, and when it fills you up so far, he said, my cup overflow. Tonight he's going to let your cup overflow. We're going to let your cup overflow. And as we fill up on God, you all go out and pass it on to someone else. I'm going to start, and I want to start tonight. You know, it's just so much. The Bible just, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, but tonight we want to talk about the kingdom and being part of the kingdom and having God as our father, our real father.
Yeah.
That's who. You know, sometimes we want to hold on to this and hold on to that. But let's find out our real inheritance. Who are we serving? We serving a covenant God.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget. We forget why we even got into this race. We forget what, you know, you get saved. Some people get saved and they forget. Why did you get saved? Sometimes people don't even understand why. Some people running from fire and brimstone. That's not the God. That's not the real God. That is not what God is presenting. He's not presenting you come and escape fire and brimstone. That's not his focus. His focus is about making you complete and whole again. That's God's focus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's his focus. That's why Abraham stood the test of time and believed God, because he was the everlasting God. The relationship Abraham had with God, it saved generations.
Yeah.
It's because he knew the real God.
Yeah.
He knew who the real God was. And tonight, that's what we want to talk about. Who is the real God?
Amen.
What is his covenant? Why did God make a covenant? Why do we need to be saved? You know, those are legitimate questions.
That's right.
I might not get them all answered tonight, but, you know, we're going to try to get many as we can answered.
Amen.
Yeah, but we're just going to talk a little bit about, we're going to start in Joshua.
Joshua.
Let's start in Joshua.
Amen.
Chapter 24. I start with I start with 14, but I may go back up. Let's just start with verse 14. 24 and 14.
Okay.
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether it be the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we shall forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Amen. I also Amen. Want to read in Romans. Go to Romans 1. Romans 8 and 1. Sorry about that. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Then I'm going to go on down to verse 6. It says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yeah.
And go on down to verse 11. So ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, being heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. You know, I thank God for that word.
Amen.
The subject, you know, knowing where you come from and why it's important to serve God and why it's important to come totally
yes.
under
Hallelujah.
God. Become totally
yes.
into the kingdom. See, we talk about kingdom, and sometimes people don't understand what kingdom means. See,
yes.
kingdom means, it's two words, it's kingdom, the king's domain. And I know we have heard the word, we have heard kingdom, we have heard it. But, you know, do you understand the kind of kingdom God is talking about? See, if
All
we
right.
don't understand what he's talking about, we'll get thrown off because we're looking for one thing when God is talking about something else. See, we may be looking for kingdom. A lot of times people think God is talking about getting all kind of riches and wealth and what's physical represent kingdom. And if you read in Genesis 1 and 26, he told Adam, he said, I give you dominion.
Yes.
Right there, that's the first place when we first learn about dominion,
yes.
having authority
Amen.
Over the earth. See, kingdom, see, when you look at kingdom in the New Testament, God said, I stood at the beginning and declared the ending. So he already told us from the beginning what dominion is about. What he's talking about when he say dominion. So you can't just get in the New Testament and think that you know what kingdom means. You got to go
Amen.
Back to where God first gave you authority, where he first gave us dominion. See, when God blew into man, he blew into Adam. He blew his whole self into him.
My Lord.
And he said, I give you dominion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He blew himself in Adam. Adam and Eve stood there together as one, and God blew, and they was whole. See, kingdom, being kingdom means you're whole.
Yeah.
Amen.
They were whole
Amen.
At that point.
Yeah.
So God said, all that I am, he blew into man, and he said, that is who you are. That is how
All right.
you dominate.
Yes.
See, that is how you
Amen.
Dominate. So now you want to know, who is God? If he blew his character into man, we got to find out, what kind of character is God? What is his character? Where is his
Amen.
Character? See,
Amen.
You have to, that's what I was telling people, read the whole Bible. Then you can see who God is.
Amen.
You can see his totality of who he is. So we say kingdom. First we read about Joshua. He said, we're going to serve the God that our father served.
Yes.
I'm rounding it all together. Just stay with me. Because we got to understand who God is. Then we go back. I went to Romans and showed you about living spiritual, living from the inside out.
Amen.
So from Romans, I go to Genesis. And where God stood and told Adam, he said, have dominion.
Yes.
So as Adam stood there, I said, God, I was saying, I said, Lord, what? I said, Lord, what you're talking about is to have dominion. We got to have your character.
Yes.
See, we cannot dominate the way the world say dominate.
No.
God told us, see, we have to have dominion the way God has dominion.
Yes.
Another thing, see, like I said, you got to read the whole Bible. He go and talk to Job. I'm just want to show you God's character. See, this is supposed to be your character. This is who you are. So he went to Job, and Job 39, he showed Job all that he was. He said, this is me.
Yes.
Who I am. Mm-hmm. He said, who makes the lion care for his baby? Who knows when the ibex have a baby? Who put that in the lion to do that? Who put that in the ibex to hide the baby away when he conceived and have a baby? He said, that's my character.
Amen.
His character is love, grace, mercy.
Yeah.
That's who he is. But people have been introducing us another God. People have been telling us about a God that we think we're serving the real God, but we're not serving the God. When Job goes through experience and he's talking to him, he said, God doing this because of that. God doing this because. See, a lot of times we telling people about a God that we don't put up in our mind, that we don't put together in our mind. Put our characteristics and make that God. The way we see the world, the way we see things, we make that the God that we serve.
Okay.
Joshua said, are you going to serve the God? Are you going to serve the God that your forefathers served on the other side of the river?
Mm-hmm.
But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We got to make up in our mind, are we going to serve the Lord, the living God, the true God?
Yes.
But do you know the characters of God? Do you know his characters? See, some of us living poor, don't have no money, can't pay our bills, and you're wondering, saying, well, God this, God going to do this, God going to do that, but are you serving the living God, or are you serving a God somebody told you about? You serving a God that your forefathers told you about your parents told you about? Are you serving the real God? Do you know his character?
Amen.
Are you like Job? Are you sitting there like Job and Job's friends thinking about taking God from what they perceive? See, when those people knew God, they wasn't whole. See, we don't have an excuse nowadays. We are whole. When we come in, God, the Spirit getting us, we are whole now. See, in the Old Testament, they wasn't whole, so they only went by what they thought God was like.
Mm.
But we are whole.
Amen.
We got to get in the Bible and learn the real character of who God is.
Amen.
We got to learn how to have dominion.
Yes.
See, you can't be in and out one day living from the inside and the next day living from the outside. You can't do that. You got to decide which way you're going to live. You got to decide if you're going to be kingdom-minded or carnally-minded.
Amen.
So you got to go and find out God's characteristics, who he really is.
Yeah.
Find out what he means by when he said, when he told Adam, dominate, be dominant, have authority, subdue the earth. I was talking the other day, I said, see, I was on the live, I said, you see, when God told Adam that, the earth was in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in chaos today.
Amen.
See, we're we're living in chaos today. The responsibility is on the body of Christ. It's on us.
Yes.
It's on us.
Amen.
But we can't decide if we want the responsibility. We can't decide if we want to go whole hog in. We can't decide if that's what we want to do.
Amen.
So we're so confused, we're not dealing with the God of Abraham and Isaac. We're dealing with God people done showed us, people done told us about.
Okay. All right.
We haven't gotten in the scriptures and found out who the real God is. So we can't live kingdom life. We can't dominate. We can't have authority. We don't have authority. We can't dominate. We can't help our kids be dominant.
Amen. Amen.
Because we are not for sure who God is.
Amen. Amen.
Most of us is like Job's friend. We thinking God taking our time looking at what we do every day. We thinking he's watching if I wear a skirt or he's watching if I wear shorts. That's not God's character.
That's
so when
right.
you don't know his character, when you don't know his character, you can't serve him. You cannot serve him fully.
Amen.
Because you don't understand. That's why you Amen. Can't say, I'm going full. That's why, see, sometimes we go, we want to say we this race, we want to say we that race, but we want to also say we kingdom minded. I told somebody, I said, you got to decide if you're going to live the kingdom way. The rules are different when you live in kingdom.
All right.
The rules are different living kingdom life.
Yes.
See, we have to go in the scripture and find God's character, how he answered prayer, how he worked. A lot of us is looking for a big pie in the sky, and we get disappointed when all the money don't flow in our lap and when things don't happen. We're disappointed because we're thinking that's how God operates. That is how the world operates.
Amen.
You can't serve him fully because you really don't understand him. You're trying to make God like the world. You're trying to make God, you're trying to make his thoughts like the world's thoughts. He said, my ways are not like your ways.
That's right.
My thoughts are not like your thoughts. As high as the heavens are from the earth, so are mine. Wait.
Yeah.
You're praying and saying, God, I need this, I need that. And you wonder why the prayers are not getting answered. God said, I give wisdom and knowledge. See, you got to learn what he gives. You got to learn about how God operates, how he gives. You looking for money when he said, I give wisdom and knowledge.
Amen.
See, he give you wisdom to get things, to do things.
Yeah.
He give you understanding about things.
Yeah.
See, you got to understand his character and what he say and how he say it works.
Amen.
But because we don't understand God, we can't really see. We can't. We only going by a God that people have told us about. That's the God we're serving. I was serving a God. I was serving a God that my parents had told me about. She was serving a God that her dad had told her about. That's the God we were serving, but our life was staying the same.
Amen.
I never was told about a covenant God, that this God has made a covenant.
Amen.
See, what we got to realize, when you live from the inside out, your past connects with Abraham. Your past connects with Isaac. Your past connects with Jacob.
Yeah.
See, you're grabbing to the wrong people. You want to look to them. That when you live in kingdom. See, you got to see who your ancestors are.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
See, if we don't know who our real ancestors are, we'll keep grabbing, getting in the picket line, crying and whining about things God has already worked out.
Yes,
he has already worked things out that we are whining about. He already worked them out. But we want to whine because we don't understand God's ways because he ain't operating the way we want him to operate.
Amen.
That's why we're crying, because we want God to bend over our way, do it our way. I want you to solve this way. I want you to solve that way.
Yeah.
That's not his character.
Mm.
You keep looking at the wrong ancestors.
Amen.
You want to cry about slavery. I was sitting here, I thought about slavery. I said, you know something? I look on TV, and I've been watching different missionaries go back to Africa, and they saving hundreds of Africans. Church are being built in Africa. And we here still, in the land of opportunity, still whining about slavery.
Mm.
If you're in the body of Christ, that's not your path. Let that go.
Amen.
Let it go. Are you going to identify with Christ?
Amen.
See, God can't bend to you. You got to bend with him. I said, God already done worked out what happened to us 400 years ago. I said, he already.
Yes.
I said, you see, the Caucasians are the main people going back to Africa, restoring those people. I said, look at that.
Amen.
I said, this is the way God has worked it. He do it with love and kindness. So he takes these people that we're upset with, and he's sending them over there with love and kindness, doing operations. See, that's where it started. That's where the thing got off at in Africa.
Amen.
All right.
That's where it got off at. So he said, I'm sending them over there with love and kindness.
Amen.
Y'all want him to send a bomb, a gun? No. He do it his characteristics. He said, how you dominate is through love, kindness, goodness, and mercy.
Yeah.
He said, start it there. That's where they went and stole people there. So I'm going to send them back restoring the people. I'm going to send them back doctors, nurses.
Amen.
I'm going to send them back building wells. He done answered that prayer.
Amen.
He done answered the prayers about you saying about slavery. That's been answered.
Yeah. Amen.
We over here in the, you have nothing to cry about because you in the land of opportunity.
Amen.
He told us to get up. He said, get up. He said, whatsoever you do shall prosper. That's
Amen.
Why he works. He's not getting in the pity party with us. He said, whatever you do, we'll prosper. So he said, get up. Yeah, that happened. Now with love and kindness, we're going to straighten this thing out.
Amen.
Not with protesting and bullying and accusing. That's not
mm-hmm.
his character. He's not going to work things out that you're crying about through that way. He's not going to do it that way.
Amen.
See, your forefathers taught, we need to protest, we need to do that. But God said, dominate through my character.
Amen.
He said, rule through my character.
Yes.
I'm going to get this straightened out through my character from the person
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
That's how he does.
Right.
He has answered prayers. I see big churches in Africa.
Amen.
I hardly ever see one of the African-Americans over in Africa. Most of the time it's Caucasian. Restoring
Amen.
Where it got off at. Restoring the land. Restoring the people.
Yes.
So why are you still crying?
Amen.
See, you can see the goodness of God if you just open your eyes and look.
Yes.
If you can see, you say, well, this looks like, you can see just like I see.
Amen.
But because we're hanging on to what our forefathers telling us and different ones has told us to do. And then we pass that same hatred and misunderstanding to our children.
Yes.
Oh, my.
I'm not saying it ain't bad people in the world, but when you look at the overall picture, God is doing his part.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in the land of opportunity.
Yes.
The only way you can grow is identify with God. That's the only way you're going to make it. If you don't identify with God, if you don't believe because you are a child of God that you will get the position, you won't get it. If
Amen.
You don't believe that God's blood is strong enough that it overcomes anything a person might feel about you, you won't get it.
Okay, amen.
You won't get it. See, we want to live from the outside in. He said to be carnally mine is death. It's disappointment. It's crying. It's heartache.
Yes.
He said to be spiritual mind is life.
Yes.
See, if Abraham, if Abraham looked at who he was, he would have never went far. But because of who he know who his whose he was able to journey on.
That's
Amen.
That's why Abraham was able to go. I thought about Moses. Moses was in the king's palace. But when he realized who he was and who who he identified with, he said, I'm with the wrong people.
Amen.
See, you got the real you got to know who you want to identify with.
Amen.
I tell people, don't cry for Moses. See, Moses saw the bigger picture. Hallelujah. See, those people saw the bigger picture. Moses, David, they long to be where we are now. But we don't take advantage of it.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 11. The author tells us they long for this day, the day to be made whole, the day to have the kingdom living inside of them. They long for that day. Those people journeyed because they knew what the end going to be.
Amen.
They didn't mind identifying with God, with the real God. And they always reminded themselves, I'm serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I tell the people I teach, I said, just remind yourself. Say, I'm serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of covenant.
Yeah.
Identify with Abraham as your father. He was the father of faith. Identify with him.
Yeah.
But we want to hold on to the carnal, and it just brings us heartache, disappointment, trouble, misunderstanding.
Yeah.
See, once you grab hold of God, God said this goes to 1,000 generations.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
1,000 generations.
Hallelujah.
You got to understand his character.
Yes.
Don't worry about your children. Teach them about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
Go back and read about that God. You got to renew your mind.
Amen.
You got to renew your mind to who God really is.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Got to understand his ways. See, when he said dominion, he's saying don't dominate the way I do it, with love, kindness, mercy, understanding.
Yes.
You angry because God won't send down lightning. He's not going to do it.
Amen.
That's not the way he wants us to dominate. That's not the way he wants us to rule. That is not how his kingdom is.
Amen.
Trust him.
Yes.
Yeah, Moses, he got those people to a certain spot. And Moses understood, this ain't the promise. This ain't the promised land. This here was just a journey. This is part of the journey. Get your identity right. Who are you going to identify with?
Amen.
Learn God's character. Find out what his promises are.
Amen.
He mean every word he say. But God can't bend to us. He love us. He love us with everything he got.
Yes.
But God can't change to each one of us. We just have to learn who he is so we can know who we are.
Amen.
Some of you don't even know how your spirit works. Some of us don't know how our spirit works.
That's right.
Some of us don't know our real character. You haven't even been introduced to your real self. Because you're too busy trying to be your old self. See, when Rebecca had those twins, he said the older shall serve the younger. Your body is waiting to serve your spirit. It's waiting to serve your spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
But we won't even give it a chance. We won't even live from that part of us.
Yes.
We don't even realize we're dying. Your spirit is weak. It needs to feed from God. Your spirit is longing to be all God created your spirit to be. Some of your spirits are screaming. It's screaming to become who God is.
Yeah.
I said people that are depressed. I said you watch people that are depressed. They are very, if they don't, see, the thing about it, I feel like they're depressed because their spirit is screaming to become who God created.
Amen.
They have a big calling on their life.
Yeah.
They are engorged.
Yeah.
They keep internalizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
When they need
Amen.
To pour out. See, your spirit needs to pour out.
Yeah.
See, I wrote a book about woman. See, the woman, I don't know how much, I hope I got a little more time. See, the woman, I wrote a book about the woman, but the woman, when you read that book, you're going to understand your spirit self.
Amen.
See, your spirit has to pour out.
Yes.
Or you get engorged like a woman that's nursing. If she don't pour out, if she don't nurse the baby starves and she's in pain. Most of the time, people that are in pain are internally pain. That means they are engorged in the spirit. Their spirit is crying out.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's crying out to be released.
Yeah.
And it's causing you pain. Some people are bent over in bed just laying up. Because their spirit is engorged. And they can't move. Because they don't know who they are.
Yeah.
We as the body of Christ got to wake people up to who they are. So they can understand the character of God, who God created them to be. See the love that we were created in here? What God blew into Adam is a given love. He blew that into each one of us.
Hallelujah.
And when it's not free, it's painful.
Yes.
Painful.
Amen. My Lord.
Hallelujah.
We got to free ourselves. We got to get out of He said, you have not received a spirit of bondage.
Amen.
Some of us have our spirits just bound.
Amen.
And it's causing us. See, whatever going on in the spirit world, you're going to see it in the physical. See, we trying to disconnect spirit and physical. But whatever you see in the physical, something is going on in the spirit. I think about what's in the news. Everything in the news is physical. We seeing it. But that's just telling us what's going on with the body of Christ.
Amen.
Abortion. See, the abortion, God is saying, God, that's just showing us in the spirit world that with this, we're losing our young people in the church. See,
amen.
You all, if the body gets straightened up, the world straightens up.
Amen.
But because we won't take responsibility in the body, the world can't get in order. God already told you, are the salt of the world. We the salt. But if we lose our saltiness, well, how can it be salted?
Yes. Jesus.
The body has the body is losing its seasoning.
Yes, Jesus.
Because we haven't identified with our real self.
Jesus.
We keep looking at the world and waving our hand at the world instead of looking in the mirror and seeing what's wrong with the body.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus.
That's what's going on.
Jesus.
So much things in the physical is letting us know the spirit world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we just seeing the physical and we turning our heads and we shaking our heads and we talking about the president, we talking about this. You're responsible for whatever going on in the world. The church is.
Yes.
Amen.
He told us to
Amen.
Dominate. He made us king. He said, I'm kings of kings.
Come on. Hallelujah.
That's Hallelujah. What God told us. I'm king of kings. You ain't dominating.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Jesus.
You're not being responsible. That's
Bless
the body.
The Bless the Lord.
Don't
Jesus.
Blame the world. Look at the body. Get the mirror out.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Find your identity.
Amen.
Who are you identifying with? A weakness? No. He already gave you. He said chaos. The world was in chaos when he created Adam. It was already in chaos.
Amen.
He put the responsibility on us.
Amen.
But we don't want to own up to it. Because we don't know who we are. Because we don't know God.
Wow.
And as Joshua said, what God are you going to serve? But as for me and my house, we're going to serve God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Decide, what God are you going to serve? What God are you going to identify with? What life?
Amen.
You got to decide.
Amen.
So we as a body of Christ got to become stronger. We got to read the Bible. We got to get the true living word out.
Yeah.
Let people see who the real God is. And have faith. We got to have the same faith Abraham had.
Yeah.
Abraham started on that journey, but he had faith in what God said. And if you believe you are the head and not the tail, you stand up and show that you believe. You believe you can have dominion over the things that's going on. You have the dominion.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God wants the church. He wants us ready. He has given us so much information. No, God, I mean, it's amazing the information God given out.
Amen.
But he want us to dominate. He want us to rule. But he want us to do it his way. Understand his ways.
Amen.
And us that's still upset about slavery, let it go. Let it go. You can dominate. You can stop all this stuff. We can stop it through the spirit that lives in us, that dwells in us. We have the strength. We have the power. God blew it in us. It's in us to do it, to become better.
Amen.
We have it in us.
Yes, we do.
You know, I
yes,
just thank
do.
God for that word tonight, the word. You know how I just hope it helps someone. I hope it woke
Amen.
Someone up.
Amen.
Amen.
Someone
Amen.
So you won't be afraid.
Amen.
Sometimes we are
Amen.
Afraid to step up, to stand up, to identify with God, to believe, because we've been
Amen.
Pressured with so much other stuff, and we and
yes.
so many people. See, God, see, we have to learn. Is that what I tell people? We don't pressure anyone because nobody agreed with you about who God is. Don't pressure. Just say you.
That's
just
right.
an opportunity to live.
Amen.
You know, it's up to you. God has put before you life and death. It's up to them.
Amen.
That's what he's telling us tonight. You can
Amen.
Only live
Amen.
Through the Spirit. To live
yes.
spirit, to live from the inside out. Kingdom is in you. It's within you.
Amen.
We got to choose what how we're going to live. How we going to dominate?
Amen.
How we going to subdue? He told us subdue. He told us this from. He told. He said that when Adam and Eve were one, they were told. He stood
Amen.
Right there at the beginning. He showed us at the beginning.
Amen.
And now we're here. We God has made us whole again. So
yes.
now he says, have dominion.
Yes. Amen.
Have dominion.
Amen.
Let my love that I blew into Adam, now that you carry, you dominate that way. Through love, kindness, forgiveness. These things, the fruit of the Spirit, this is how we dominate that way.
Amen.
I thank God for tonight. You know, it's just been a
yes.
good word. You know, I'm just passionate about. I told my
Amen.
Sister, I told her one day, I said, you need to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let go of all that other stuff he's been telling you, God this, God that. Serve the God. He called Abraham friend.
Amen.
That's the God yes. we need to get hold to.
Amen.
If you don't know what your grandmama did, grab what Abraham did. Grab back to what Isaac did. Walk in that. Walk in there if you don't know the rest. Start in that. Start right there with Abraham.
Amen.
Let him be your granddaddy. Let him be your forefather. Start right there.
Yes. Yes.
The father
Hallelujah.
Of faith. The
yes.
man that believed. The man that went out mm-hmm. and just believed God.
Yes.
And how his life grew. See, God, see, now our life ain't going to grow from the outside in. Your life going to grow from the inside out. You got to get strong, big, and rich on the inside. Then it flows to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in a time
Amen.
Where we're living from the inside out.
Amen.
You see people that got stuff from the outside in and how unhappy they are. We see rich
That's
people
right.
fighting and arguing all the time. They got theirs
That's
from the outside.
That's right.
You can't get joy from the outside in you. Joy got to come from
Amen.
The inside out.
Amen.
That's where joy comes from. That's the way we're living now, you all. Everything is flowing from the inside out. You try to get anything from the outside to bring you joy, it's not going to happen. You got to have it inside first.
Amen. Amen.
And then once you fill up on it, you let it flow out.
Amen.
Well, I thank God
Amen.
For his word. I could talk
Amen.
All day. But I just thank God. Because he's just so good, you all. He's just so
Yes.
good. And I love him. And I want everybody to feel his love.
Yes.
I want people to feel this love because God loves you. And you know what? God doing everything in his power to make sure you become the best you can be.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
That's within his
Thank
heart. He said,
Amen.
I wish above all that you prosper and be in good health. He wants that.
Yes.
It's
yes.
okay to believe that every day. I don't care if you're feeling the pain. Believe that he wants the best for you at all times.
Amen.
Amen.
Have faith in that. Abraham had faith. He didn't understand a lot of things that went on. It was chaos around him. But Abraham knew in his heart who God was.
Amen.
When God got through talking to Job in chapter 38 and 39, Job knew who God was.
Amen.
Once Job realized who God was, God, his children woke up and they became alive again.
Amen.
That's a whole new subject.
Amen.
That's a whole nother subject. Ooh, that, and that picture is beautiful. But
yeah.
I ain't going to go there tonight. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Sister Dolores, I appreciate the opportunity. Anytime I can encourage someone, it's just a privilege for me. Because I want people to feel God's love. I want people to come back to the real God.
Yes.
I want people to come back to the real God and be bold about it.
Amen.
I thank God for the opportunity. You know,
amen.
I pray you all have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I truly have enjoyed this message tonight. I mean, it's truly been a blessing. And I know that everyone on this station has heard a great message tonight. And we want to take the time and ask those who are on the line. We got about 30 more minutes. And so we want to take the time and let someone else who has a word, want to say something, a question that you would like to ask Pastor Candace, or you just have a word that you want to speak, let us know you enjoyed the message. And if you will, you just chime right in. Give us your name. Amen. Anybody else?
Amen.
That hurts. Amen.
If
you have a word to say, speak, let us know that you're Pastor Candace, know that you enjoyed the message, or give us the word. And well, I tell you what, I really enjoyed it. We got to learn our real inheritance. And that's what one of the things that Pastor Candace talked about tonight. A lot of people don't know their real inheritance, and like she said, that's why a lot of people bondage and still suffering and going through the things that their ancestors have gone through, because they don't know their real inheritance. And God has given us dominion. He give us dominion.
Yes.
We just got to activate it. Once you begin to activate it, what he has given us, then everything starts to fall in place. And I heard what she said, and it's so true, because a lot of people are crippled. A lot of people are in all kinds of pain and in bunch because of the fact that spirit is crying out, like she said. God
That's
spoke
it.
To me that a long time ago. He sent me to a man because he told me, he said, now I want you to go pray for him. He said, because I hear his spirit crying out for me.
Mm.
Now, when God show you that somebody's spirit is crying out and he sent
That's
you to him, it's a blessing to them and you. Because now you're
That's
being
right.
obedient to the word. And if they adhere to God's word, allowing you to come and pray for them and bless them, then God can change them. He can circumcise them. And so there's so many in the world. Their spirit man is crying out. And like you said, it's such greatness in them till they allowing their flesh to press it down, to suppress what God has placed in them. They're not taking that dominion. They're not taking that stand. So their flesh man is taking over, causing them to be sick, causing them to be hurt.
Amen.
God didn't give us, he said, I gave you Isaiah 53 and 4 and 5. So we don't need to be sick. We don't have, but the Bible says, the Lord says in Isaiah, he said he prophesied about you right, you hypocrite. He said, you worship me with your mouth, but your heart is far away from me, because of the fact they are not allowing God to enter in and do what God has called them to do. It's greatness in us. It's greatness.
Amen.
Exercise that greatness that is in us. And that's why
that's
people
right.
are suffering, because they won't exercise. If you don't feed yourself, if you even in your physical body, your natural body, if you don't eat, you're going to eventually die. So your spirit, man, if you're not feeding it, eventually it will die. Anything be operating but your flesh man? So if your flesh man is always operating and never give your spirit man a chance to operate, guess what? It's dying. And that's why people are dying spiritually and physically. Young, they say, that was a young man. Yes, but he died because he didn't feed his spiritual man. So all the thing was operating was the flesh man. And the Bible says there's no good thing. There's no good thing in this flesh.
Amen.
Nothing. It's
nothing
good in this flesh.
That's right.
So if you don't operate and take dominion over it, then guess what? It will eventually die. So
that's
people
got
to get
right.
People, amen. So people have to have to realize it and get back to what God has given us. Get back to it. Get back to that dominion. Get back to your inheritance. My DNA.
That's right.
And when God showed me, he said, your DNA is not your mother and father. Your DNA is in Christ Jesus. It's in me.
It's in Christ Jesus.
It's not your mother and father. Amen.
That's
it's in Christ, because they got to go to him just like I do. So my DNA is no longer in my parents. My DNA is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So that's where people are getting it mixed up, because they think just because mom and dad had us, I'm in their DNA. No, I don't. No, I'm not. Amen. Amen. Dr. Hunter, you have a statement. Are you all with us? Amen. Dr. Hunter, are you on? Okay. Hello? Okay. But yeah, so that's why people are, and our young people in the world, they robbing, stealing, and killing. You know why? Because the flesh is operating. The spirit man is not operating.
That's right.
It's not operating at all. So, and the parents are not teaching them, and the little bit that they teach them, the Bible says this, the weeds grow and choke it out. Because they only had that little bit and they didn't exercise it. So it the weeds come and choke that out of them.
Amen.
They choke it out of them. So that's why they run around and do all the things that they do. And then Isaiah, he said they are sinful. He said they having children that are corrupt. They're not having godly children anymore. They used to do that. It was very few that the times that, you know, people had children out of wedlock. It's not like it is now. I mean, it's like it's a common thing. They're not teaching abstinence anymore. They're teaching you, hey, go ahead and have as much sex as you want, and we'll give you a birth control pill to control the rest. Sending them straight into hell, and they're going faster than you can speak. They're going faster. So I'm like, my God.
Amen.
So that's why our children are in the place that they're in. But one thing we have to do is teach our children and pray over them and bless them. And I'll tell young people, bless your children. Stop calling. The Lord told me, he said, you go and tell them, stop cursing their children. Because every negative word they say over them, Satan ready to carry it out. He said, why you can't call them smart? Why you can't call them something good? Why you can't call them Christ-like?
Amen.
Amen. Come in, Dr. Hunt.
Okay. One of the things I got to do.
Okay, I can't hear you on your phone. Hello?
Hello?
Dr. Hunter, are you there? His line must have went out again. He'll come back in. But yeah, so we try to teach the young people. You know, we try and teach them so that way they won't have continuously doing what the world is telling them to do and telling them that it's okay, because it's not. And like you said, they're following after the world. The world has nothing to offer. Like I tell you, the world will lay out a beautiful table, but it's deadly poison.
That's
deadly. Deadly
that's
poison.
Right.
And so that's why we have to stick with God, and we have to teach them and tell them and allow them to know, because God has placed it in us. The same thing that Christ Jesus, right? He sent us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. We have to teach these youngsters. We have to teach those that he sent us to, old and young. So some of them
that's
don't
right.
know. Some of them don't know. So we have to teach them as the Lord allow us to. Because God knows some of them won't listen to you because they'll say, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. Mom and Daddy did this. Yeah, but you shouldn't want it. But because you see where it got them to. You see where it got them to.
Sister the Lord.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen. You know, sometimes, too, like I said, knowing the character of God, and I've taught this also, even with parents, sometimes you look at a child and you see what they're doing. But a lot of times, mm-hmm. which I have come to the understanding is, whatever that child is doing, the thing that he's mostly you're getting on him about, you got to pay attention, because some kind of way the thing has been flipped. Because, see, my understanding is, if I can go deeper, but I'm just going to give an example. I would get mm-hmm. in trouble a lot about my mouth. And I would use mm-hmm. my mouth to just tell to people when I was younger, ugly. But my mouth was the thing God used. Now he gets my mouth and he uses it to build up.
Amen.
So everything that children doing or young people doing that you seem bad, see, the way God got it set up, it's such a deep thing. I can't even go through the whole thing tonight. But the way it's set up is the enemy has taken the thing God wants to use and he has flipped it. So he's using it the opposite way. So that thing that person keep giving into, you got to pay attention.
There we go. We got it.
Okay. Amen.
Because a lot of times, and people, like you said, people not understanding God, like we talked about earlier, by them not understanding God and his ways, we miss these simple things with the children.
Amen.
Someone else? Okay.
Dr. Hunter, are you there?
Yes. What I want to do is, I know I'm piggybacking in because there was some problem with the television, with the radio station.
Uh-huh.
But this lady that did a lot of teaching, she's some kind of woman. I just listened to her in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
And the one thing I would say as I was saying this is that I know she talked about Abraham and those brothers, but when we go back and look at the Bible, we understand that was something that caused Abraham to look at this thing from a different perspective. He told us as a father, why we got to serve all these other gods?
Mm-hmm.
It ties in what you're talking about this day.
Mm-hmm.
But as for me and my house, we're going to serve this God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And one thing I want to tell you, I know that we have some issues in this world. But everybody on the line right now, I put some on mute. But right now, you're teaching the right thing. Now, Pastor Candy, I'm going to say Candy or Candice? Or,
Candice.
You in Houston, Texas, or where you at? You in California and New York, where you at?
I'm Houston, Texas. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Now, what part of Big City you live in?
Cypress.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Jesus.
What is it?
Well, I want you to know, I'm gonna get off the line. I'm just listening in the background. But I want to thank all the listeners. I'm going to put you back on where everybody can be talking. We got about 18 more minutes to talk. So y'all going to enjoy yourself. And I'm going to call you. I got your number down. Can I call you back, Pastor?
Yes.
Candice? Okay,
yes,
God bless you. Y'all go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yes, Praise God. Amen. That's a powerful message. And that teaching is so, I mean, this is what we need. We need this teaching. We need it to go forth because I tell you what, people don't know.
They just don't know.
That's right.
And when I
That's
heard
right.
you speaking, I was like, wow, that is the same thing God told me. So I know,
Amen.
You know, it's very few that you can find on 1 o'clock when you began to speak like that and let them know that your identity is not in mom and dad, it's in Christ. And when people
That's
find
right.
that out, and like you said, find
Amen.
Out your real identity, amen,
That's
and then
right.
things begin to change. And
that's,
and that's
right.
why you have to walk with those who walk in the real identity. And
that's right.
because
that's
a lot
right.
of people, and I've seen people sitting in churches for years, 80, 70,
mm.
80 years old, still don't know their identity.
Amen.
Still don't know.
Amen.
And so I am so glad that you have brought that message out, because people needed to hear that. People needed to hear
Amen.
Don't know that. Identity
Amen.
At all, and they need to know their
Amen.
Real identity. Amen.
That's right.
It's just, yes, it needs to be whole, be made whole in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Be made whole.
And walk
have
in wholeness. That's
authority.
It.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
That's a
Amen.
Powerful message. Powerful message. Anyone else have anything that they want to share? Well, I tell you
Here's
what, tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to thank God for just allowing Pastor Kenny an opportunity to be a vessel unto
yes.
him and to his people.
Mm-hmm.
The word is so powerful and it's so needed. And the thing about
yes.
it, once the word of God get out, as God has poured into her, and he pours it out to others, it resonates. It don't take long. It's very, very understandable. It's
yes.
just like you
mm-hmm.
can just pick it up. You know? It's
yes.
just like eating, feeding off the table food. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You don't have to pick through the bones. It's no bones in there. Hallelujah. God just bless that word, but it flows like milk and honey. It just
yes.
flows out of everybody like a little milk and honey.
Yes.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
likes
yes.
some sweetness.
Mm. Yes.
And that's how the word flowed out today. And I thank
Amen.
God that he made it plain. He made it plain, and everybody's
yes.
able to receive it.
Yes.
All you have
yes.
to do, as he said, go back to your forefather. Claim Abraham.
Right.
Claim Isaac. That's not hard.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And
Amen.
I thank God. I thank God
Amen.
For the opportunity. I thank God for just his will and his way and his understanding
yes.
that he just makes so plain that even a little child can understand.
Amen.
That he operates, God operates, he dominates in love. Who can't understand it? He dominates
Amen.
In peace. He dominates.
Great. That's
how
it.
He operates.
Amen.
And it's so easy. It's so easy to die.
Amen.
You can eat that food. You can eat that.
Yes.
Amen.
I bless God for them. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God for Pastor Candace bringing this message tonight. We just thank her so much because God has filled her. She is
yes,
full of the word of God. We can walk with Pastor Candace. Because Pastor has a relationship, amen?
Yes.
She has
amen.
A relationship with the Lord. And we can walk with her. And so we thank
yes.
God for her tonight for bringing that message to us. And,
yes.
and sharing mm-hmm. with us what God has shared with us. Iron sharp and iron. And we are so grateful for her, amen? Because
That's
she
right.
is full
That's
of
right.
God. And somebody who
amen.
Is willing to share that word freely, amen,
yes.
with
amen.
The believer of Jesus Christ, with the
yes.
friends of Jesus. We are friends, amen?
Yes.
So we just give
amen.
God the glory, and we thank you, Pastor Candace. We looking forward to hearing you again and again and again by the grace of God, because it's a blessing to be gathered with believers. It is a blessing
Amen.
Because you cannot find in this day and time, the Bible says they will fall away from the faith. And so it is
That's
a blessing
it.
When you come a, come together with other true believers, I'll say that, true believers who are on one accord in the spirit.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Truly a blessing.
Amen.
So tonight we have received that blessing of knowing who our identity is, finding our real inheritance, and we should get into our word. Men and women of God who are listening, I know sometimes people are on the radio and they kind of, you know, because you're on the radio, they kind of be shy or whatever, but it's okay. We want you to know your real identity. Pastor Candace has given that tonight, so study your word. Get in the word and learn who your real identity is in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we look forward, like I said, on again and again to hear Pastor Candace speak with us and give us what the Lord has given us, and I know she'll be back with us. We thank God for her tonight. Amen. And,
amen.
Amen. Teresa, will you close us out in prayer?
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you still on? Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for being in our midst today, Lord. You
Amen.
Came.
Thank you,
Lord,
yeah.
You stood in the midst, hallelujah. You said you stood at the beginning and declared the ending, hallelujah,
Amen.
In all our lives, Lord. We thank you for being able to, hallelujah, speak on the radio today and speak of your love, speak of your kindness, and speak of your mercy. Lord, we thank you because you are our Heavenly Father, hallelujah, and you, hallelujah, you said, hallelujah, you will, your will of us that we prosper and be of good health. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We
Amen.
Thank you for your will, Lord. We thank you for your ways. We thank you for your understanding, Jesus. Hallelujah. And
yes.
We thank you most of all for your guidance. Hallelujah. We're
yes.
going to go through the week trusting in the Lord with all thine heart. And we're not going to lead to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God. And he shall direct our path. Lord, we thank you for direction on today. And, Lord, as we go into the week, we're going to ask you to continue to command our day. Continue to command our day, Lord. Lead us, hallelujah. When we open our mouth, let us speak what you will have us to speak. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we walk, Lord, we want you to guide us and go before us wherever we walk. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are great, hallelujah, and powerful, awesome God on today. And we love you, Father. We honor you and we praise you and magnify your great name. These and many other blessings we're grateful for. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed in the Lord. Be blessed in the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You all be blessed. Till we talk again in the name of Jesus. And y'all have a very good night. A blessed night in the name of Jesus, and we'll talk soon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.